I'm encouraged by the debate on the EU membership because an awful lot of people have an awful lot of concerns. Some of those concerns I share myself. I'm not someone who's been in the European Parliament. I've been there for 17 years now. I don't see myself as someone representing Europe in Wales. I'm someone who's doing Welsh politics in Europe. And there's lots that I want to change about Europe. Wales should have a much bigger voice. We should have a much bigger say in Europe. The fact that we don't is the fault of the UK government, not Europe itself. And so there are things that we should be working on to change, and there's a movement for change across Europe. But we can only do that within the EU. Whichever way you look at it, Wales's best interests are served within Europe. I think the more the people now are wanting to find out the facts and wanting to listen to people's views, the more they are coming to that view as well. There are more trade unions, more organisations, voluntary groups, all sorts of people across the country who are now saying, well, this is where Wales belongs. We're a European nation. We should be in there. We want to change it, but we can't change it by shouting from outside. We have to be in there.
What's the sense that you get about how the vote might divide through the nations of the UK? Because the last figures I saw suggested that England probably was the one where there was a significant majority in favour of leaving.
Well, Scotland has got a huge majority in favour of staying in the EU. The same in Northern Ireland, because of course there's the whole issue of the border, the Irish border for them, which is something that's been worked on for many years as part of the peace process. And the last thing that any of us want to see is a border put up in Ireland again. And in Wales, I think we are beginning to see a majority of people in Wales wanting to stay in the EU. Now, constitutionally, of course, if England was to vote to leave and everyone else voted to stay, I think that's a crisis. I don't think that people's democratic wishes can be ignored. And I think there would have to be urgent discussions with the UK government. David Cameron wouldn't agree to a proposal of ours and the SNP that all parts of the UK have to vote to leave in order for him to take the UK out of the EU. But it certainly is not something that we can just ignore, because one of our central principles as a party has always been that the Welsh people have the right to determine their own future, the future of Wales. And if we vote to stay in the EU, which is in Wales's interests, but we are taken out of the EU because of how other parts of the UK vote, then I think that's totally unacceptable.